says all of the members of the accordance with the public act on their own, and shows that for your gubernatorial ratification, we should have government jurisdiction to power vested in government, and the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act, the United City Local is encouraging social distancing by allowing remote attendance to public works, meeting today's date, and their meeting on June 26th. Yep. There we go. Take a couple breaths here. I don't see any citizens.
Nope.
Comments at all, sorry? So minutes for correction approval from our last meeting, December 21st, 2021. Any questions or clarity that we need to provide on those minutes? All right. Go ahead and put those minutes as presented, and move on to our first item for 2022, which is CW 2022-01, the snow operations report.
Good evening, thank you everyone. Nothing out of the ordinary here for January, actually a kind of a light schedule. This was three storms in total. We went out once since then. But in all told, no major breakdowns. We've used approximately 375 tons of salt so far, which is a little bit light for now, but I'll take it. We'll gladly store it, save it for next year. As you can see, we still have a couple trucks out. They are due back, though, at the end of this month, our 27 and 28. So hopefully we will have those for the last month of the full snow season and then on for next year. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody here got questions?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
Sure.
Moving along, then, new business item number 2, PW 2022-02, the capital project update.
All right, there's a memo in the packet that describes several capital projects and where we're at. I will highlight a few, and then if there's any questions, I'll be happy to address anything. We are moving forward with several projects, getting them ready for letting, which means we'll bring the contract award to this committee. By the city council. So the road program, we're targeting March letting for that. Same with the Kennedy and Mill Road intersection improvements. Also, either March or April, we're looking at East Main Street improvements, which is a water main replacement in addition to the roadway work there. And then the last one to comment on would be the North Central Tank, which is a tank by Eric's office, and it's currently out of bid. And we're targeting to bring that to the committee in February. So we're pretty active here over the next couple of months, taking a look at some infrastructure projects. And be happy to address any other questions that anybody may have on any of the projects.
All right. Questions there?
Mm-hmm.
Just on the 2021, with the foxhole improvements, I guess.
Yes, so we have been investigating and gathering information. So we did have some issues with the contractor. We've taken pavement pores, so we're analyzing the density. Probably about 50% there. I'm coming up with a memo that we'll bring back to the committee here. And so probably possibly February, maybe March. But then we also need to visit the site when the weather breaks in the spring. So we'll certainly keep the community updated. We should have that available very soon. And address any outstanding issues as we return to that.
And Eric, as far as snow removal, to go back there, much better, I'm assuming, this year, all of those roads have been redone.
Oh, absolutely. The only thing with Foxhole is they're narrow streets, so as okay. Many people as we can get off those streets, the better.
There we go. Excellent. Perfect. The only questions I have, anybody have any comments? Thanks, Eric.
Sure.
New business item number 3, PW 2022-03, a bond reduction summary.
Yeah, just a typical quarterly report that we provide to the committee and to the council. So we had a handful of reductions last year, this is the full year.
I see you want to hear.
Yes.
New business item number four, PW 2022-04, 2021 road better roads program.
All right, we are at a point where the contractor has agreed and disagreed likewise on final quantities. So with IDOT, there are some introducing emergency funds, there are some paperwork items that need to be addressed and taken care of. So this is kind of an annual series of documents that have to be approved. One is what they call a request for change in plans, or in other words, it's a change order. And then the final pass on that. So two documents need to be reviewed and approved by the city. So we are at a point to recommend approval of those items. So basically, all said and done, the project came in $67,000 in change for what was awarded. So we are certainly recommending approval of these items. So be happy to address any questions.
Good. I'm good.
Good.
It's under budget.
Always.
So if there was good news there, I think number five is even better.
Yeah.
PW 2022-05, 2021
Yeah, so if you recall, the city council approved additional work with the same contractor, the construction. So that work was performed. Similar story, we're at a point where we agreed on quantities on both sides. So we are recommending approval of the change in the final pay estimate. And in this case, with $109,000 change under the estimate, the big change there was Formula Road was in the additional work that was pulled out because actually Con Ed agreed to fund that. So that was the big difference in the project funding there.
Awesome.
Clarity, sorry, item number 4 and 5. Do you move that forward or we do not?
You do. It requires city council approval. We would recommend consent if everybody was comfortable with it.
Yeah,
sorry, I was going under 5 and 5. Wait, I didn't. And so, both great news. Jackie's not here to have any questions. Craig, you can certainly ask questions at city council if you want to take that statement. Yeah, I am in agreement that we should move both items for 4 and 5 to the consent agenda.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Awesome. So I knew there was something in the new year that I was going to do. So, excellent. Great. Pretty quickly through those items. There's no old business on the agenda. So, do we have any additional business?
Okay. What's the status of the light to my road? I haven't checked lately.
We have not heard anything back from.
So it's still dark there.
Yes.
What about over by Kennedy Point there, like Grand Reserve?
That one I think is a little bit more imminent. Brian, I don't know if you had an update or Eric. Yeah.
Yeah. The Kennedy Road lights looked like they were actually supposed to be out by the end of this month. They were trying to schedule a time to shut down the actual school to energize some of those lights. Evidently, there's some transformer work they have to do in that area.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for your help on that. Appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
No.
All right, I'll try to do that right now.
I think it's like 7 minutes or something.
Six, yeah. Seven.
We almost have it.
Eric, what's the record?
It's less than 5 minutes, I think, best they've got one. And I think Joe, you were second with 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I know I talk fast, but I'll work on it.
That's a record you want your name to
have. Excellent. Well, yeah, with that, I guess we'll call the meeting to a close at 6:10.
Cool.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Eric.
Good night.